Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn!
It certainly is, and this morning we have got Scott Classens. Morena, how are you?
Hi, how are you doing?
Very well, thank you. We're talking about dogs and yawning.
Mm.
Now, what is this? What part of the university does that fall under?
Yeah, well, I'm in psychology, actually, but this is, I guess, maybe a crossover with biology as
right.
well.
Right, yeah. So how did you get interested in this? First of all, it's looking at dogs and contagious yawning. So do dogs mimic our yawns? Is that your question you had? Or?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know contagious yawning, right? Right, like if someone else yawns, yeah. You're more likely to kind of pick up the yawn yourself. And people have shown this not just in humans, but in lots of different animals.
And that's so, scientifically yeah. proven in humans, right? Or is it not?
Yeah, no, I think so. Yeah, I think it's yeah. pretty well established in humans.
Yeah.
But yeah, across a wider range of animals, people have been asking the question of whether the animals do contagiously yawn. And we just published a study showing robust evidence that dogs do.
Dogs do contagiously yawn.
Mm-hmm.
And is that from each other or from us? How does that work?
The study that we conducted looked at, it was actually a study of studies, so a meta-analysis. And it looked at a bunch of different previous research looking at different demonstrators yawning. So whether there was a human yawning and then mm-hmm. seeing whether the dog yawns, or whether there's a video of another dog yawning and seeing whether they yawn.
Oh,
so what? So why were you interested in this? What's this kind of research lead you towards?
Yeah, well, so actually taking a step back from yawning, we're kind of actually interested in the evolution of empathy. It seems like a
right.
weird way of getting at the question, but people in the scientific literature have been using contagious yawning as kind of like an indicator of mm-hmm. whether an animal has empathy or not.
That's really interesting.
Yeah, the idea is that so if you're mimicking my yawn,
mm-hmm.
you have some idea of my state
mm-hmm.
and you're
yeah.
able to kind of state match.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what people have been thinking underlies empathy.
Yeah.
And so people have used that as an indicator of, well, if an animal engages in contagious yawning, then it probably has empathetic cognitive mechanisms.
Oh, wow. Right. That's crazy.
That is really cool. So how is that kind of useful, I guess? I can imagine there's lots of ways in which humans use animals. Like mm-hmm. we have them as pets, but like for dogs specifically, they have lots of actual jobs as well.
Mm-hmm.
Is that kind of aiding that sort of research as well, or that kind of area?
Yeah, well, I mean, we want to better understand dogs' cognition, to understand how they think and feel and behave. And we can do that using research like this. But it also helps us understand the broader evolution of
yeah.
empathy. You know, if we can say, look, yeah, dogs have empathy, which we think that we haven't shown in this paper. Maybe we can get to that.
Okay.
But let's say that we show that dogs have empathy, and maybe, you know, chimpanzees and other primates have empathy, and so do we. Then we can say the evolution of empathy is probably evolutionary ancient, right?
Right.
It
okay.
evolved a long
yeah, yeah.
time ago because mm. you see it in all these extant species.
Interesting. So you don't think dogs yawning necessarily indicates that, though?
Unfortunately, no.
So why
is that?
Twist
in the tail.
Yeah, yeah.
well, because the contagious yawning empathy hypothesis predicts a bunch of different things, right? So it also predicts that, so for example, you're more empathetic towards someone that you're familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
So if I know you very well, I'm going to be more empathetic towards you.
Yeah.
And so you would predict as well that dogs or humans or whoever
mm-hmm.
should contagiously yawn more to someone that they're familiar with,
so they're,
right?
You know, owner or handler or
exactly,
right.
yeah. And when we run that analysis, we find that that's not the case.
Right? Okay.
So we don't find any difference between familiar and unfamiliar yawners. And there's a bunch of different predictions as well that just weren't confirmed by our research. So we found good evidence of contagious yawning,
mm-hmm.
but not really much evidence for this empathy link.
So does that mean that there's still a question around why they do contagiously yawn?
Absolutely.
If it's not an empathy yeah. thing, what is going
What's
on
What's it for? Yeah,
yeah.
And we don't know. And so we raised that question in the paper. Mm. People have suggested a bunch of different mechanisms why it might be, why it might be adaptive, stress relief, or as a kind of cooling mechanism. I don't know. It's
yeah.
it's out there for future research.
Wow.
I I want to know, did you get to hang out with a bunch of cool dogs while you're doing this research? This is a crucial question here.
Unfortunately, I didn't. I was the one stuck behind the computer doing all of the computer analyses. But no, Patrick, the lead author, was, and a bunch of the other authors as well, at the Clever Canine Lab at the University of Auckland. Cool. They were the ones getting to work with the dogs. Yeah, we have the Clever Canine Lab. Yeah,
that's a dream job, I'm sure, for some people out there.
I want to know, how did you get into this? What made you interested in... Was it that you were interested in empathy or interested in dogs?
I'm interested in both. I actually come at things from a more human side. So I study psychology, and our lab at the University of Auckland, we have animal people and we have more human people. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of just helping them out with this project. But I'm also interested in, you know, the evolution of cognition, the evolution of empathy and things like that.
Totally. Yeah. Nice. Well, it sounds like such a fascinating bit of research. Bonus to be able to talk about dogs on the radio. We like any small excuse to
absolutely.
Do that.
Definitely.
Yeah. And so cool. I had never thought about that being an empathy indicator. That's really interesting.
But then it's funny with dogs. I'm no scientist, but sometimes they'll you feel like they know when you're sad.
I know, it's hard to...
So it's like a weird thing.
You look at them, it's like they must know what I'm thinking, right?
Yeah. But stay tuned, I guess.
Is there much other research, I guess, being done to work out the kind of empathy link between dogs and humans? Because that's something that seems to be quite an old, old times... Dogs and humans have always had relationships.
Absolutely, yeah. I think what we try and push in this paper is trying not to be negative and say, well, this is actually a call for better indicators of empathy trying to figure out, because you can't just... It's easy to anthropomorphize dogs and say, it looks like they do, but you kind of have to show it, right? So we're trying to push in that direction.
Yeah, cool. So don't worry if you're thinking out there, no, my dog definitely knows what they're thinking. Yeah, they probably do.
They probably do,
but we need
to show it.
We need the science to back it up.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you so much, Scott, for coming and
thank
chatting
you.
To us about this. It's been really lovely. Dogs and yawning and empathy. Good chats.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn, thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.
It